A group of Czech intellectuals, including political analyst Jiří Pehe, sociologists Jan Keller and Tereza Šteklová and others, felt that ever since the fall of communism, political discourse in the country has been dominated by a right-wing agenda, articulated by a number of liberal and conservative institutes. To provide alternatives and to oppose these views from a left-wing perspective, these intellectuals established in January a new political think tank called Cesta or Path. In this edition of One on One, I spoke to one of Cesta's founders, political analyst Vít Klepárník. I first asked him what was the main impulse behind the idea.
It was dire conditions under global economic crisis or some changing position of the state in another political and economic climate in global space. But personally, I would add or highlight especially economic transformation, which was started by Topolánek governments in 2006. My personal comment on the founding of the Cesta is that there is long-standing imbalance in public sphere in which a significant part of elites consider term of the left as a dirty word, and I wish that Cesta would contribute to change this.
Do you think this is perhaps due to the 40 years of communism that people here don't like hearing about left-wing politics, or some people consider left-wing politics, as you said, a dirty word? And is it changing?
I think it's something with post-communism, some experience from 70s and 80s, and that in some leading positions in Czech politics and economics are people which were youth in 70s and 80s, and they have had experience with this politics. Yeah.
The Social Democrats did lead Czech governments several times in the last decade. How did their leaders contribute to the image of left-wing politics in the Czech Republic?
I think leaders of the Social Democratic parties were, or some of leaders were, contributing factor to perceiving the left in Czech Republic, but I don't think it's a main factor. There is more generally atmosphere in society which is not connected to one or two political leaders or one party. Yeah? It goes through all parties.
So how would you practically like to change it? What should be the practical outcome? How should Cesta contribute to changing this image?
We want to work primarily with public and media. We want to be heard in media. And I think after two discussions, it still go along. We want to formulate new ideas, new responses to new challenges. But I think our main goal is not work for government and meet political orders, yeah, as in the United States or think tanks in the United States. We want to do something to educate public and change ideas of political leaders.
One of the political leaders, Bohuslav Sobotka, who is the acting chair of the opposition Social Democrats, is one of the founding members. How closely are you linked with the whole party?
I think we are not closely linked to social democracy, but personally to Bohuslav Sobotka. I think he is able intellectually, and he is able to work with some intellectuals in Czech Republic, as is clear from Sobotka's support from sociologist and member of our board of directors, Jan Keller. Naturally, there is a link between social democracy and Cesta, but it's not official link, it's not exclusive link, because we expressed and stated that we want to cooperate with another streams of Czech left-wing and centrist politics, Greens, Christian Democrats, and possibly with group of radical left and some radical initiatives as pro-alt initiative from below, Manifest of Radical Liberalism and another.
There are two major left-wing parties, of course, in the Czech Republic, the Social Democrats that are in parliament, and then the Communist Party of Bohemia Moravia that sometimes has played in the last 20 years bigger role, sometimes less relevant on the Czech political scene. How do you see them as part of Czech left-wing politics right now?
I think communists are more than 20 years in paradox position. They have no potential to form a government coalition with some other party, but in a less visible ways in other levels of Czech politics, they normally function. They have six coalition in 14 regions of Czech Republic with Social Democrats, and they normally function in towns and villages in some municipal councils. But I think there is problem of some wave of anti-communism which still lives in Czech Republic, but it's more and more, from my point of view, empty, this anti-communism, and its political pretense of some political forces. I think from a political science view, communists are not part of the system. There is imperfect alternation between left and right in government, yeah? And system do not function normally, because there is some ghetto which is not linked to one or two or second camp in Czech Republic. Yeah.
Who do you think is in a position to change this? Is it the Communist Party itself and of course its leadership or members, or should, for example, the Social Democrats drop that famous ban from the early 1990s that prevents them from working together with the communists on the national level?
I think steps must be taken from both sides. It's not only problem of communists, and it's not only problem of other forces, especially social democrats. There must be in future changes on both sides, and it will bring the change in political systems. I think there are some symptoms of this change, cooperation on regional level.
Let's go back to your think tank. One pundit said, Mr. Macháček, in respect, he wrote that he welcomed, of course, the idea of creating or having a new left-leaning think tank for the sake of debate. But he said you were missing the point in criticizing the demolition of the Czech welfare state, because the government is only attacking the concept of welfare state verbally, saying that the expenditures, government's going to be spending more this year, in fact, than it was last year. Do you think there is a risk that the current government will remove some of the social benefits and some of the features of the welfare state?
It's visibly that the situation in government is not all clear. We do not know what will come in future, but I think some proposals of government are damaging to public sphere, healthcare services, culture, stamped employees. And I think so-called equal tax in reality is a degressive tax, ruins middle class and poor people. I think there is actually changing situation on the part of the right, because money which goes to social system are the same or maybe smaller, but there are some steps which drain money to some business or some private people, and it change differences between the people, between the poor and between the wealth in Czech Republic, and it's damaging to position of middle class and poor people in Czech Republic.
In your academic formation, you specialized in the foreign policy of the United States. How did you personally get involved in this new left-leaning think tank?
I was offered unexpectedly from my former classmate, which is a friend of Jiří Pehe, chief of the CESTA. I think there is no contradiction between my specialization on foreign policy and work for CESTA. I think there is some possibility to work or to debate about problems of foreign policy too, about Czech Republic and foreign policy of European Union and United States.
And finally, as a specialist in the field, how do you see, has the Czech position changed and how in the last, say, 2 years since President Barack Obama took office?
I think there is a continuing interest of United States of America and Central and Central Eastern Europe, which goes not only to early 90s, but to final parts of Second World War. I think there is no great difference between Bush policy and Obama's policy, but I think Obama policy as is stated by maybe all the commenters, that Obama's policy is more multilateral than Bush's policy. I think there is no neglecting of Central Europe from United States. Main partner of United States is Russia now, but I think Czech foreign policy has a main goal to work in European Union and formulate some common European policy. I think from this point of view, United States are not the main partner of Czech Republic.